Tuesday of Holy Week. The Gospel is John 13, verses 21 and following, the betrayal of Jesus by Judas Iscariot. Jesus was deeply troubled, first because of the betrayal, but also the betrayal of so many, the sin of so many who do not appreciate or respond to his love even after the cross. And so he says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they don't know who that person is. And Simon nods to John, who is reclining right next to Jesus, for even though Peter has been called by Jesus to be the head of the apostles, John is the one who is closest spiritually to the Lord. And Simon Peter nods to him, trying to look for who that betrayer is. And John says, "Master, who is it?" And then Jesus says, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." And Jesus did that. And Simon Iscariot is the one. And Gospel tells us, after Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. Well, that is because Judas had already opened his heart to temptation, and now the temptation that he has lurking in his heart has given way to an outright oppression by Satan. And so when Jesus says, "What you are doing, what you're going to do, do quickly," he's saying that to Judas, but in a way also to Satan. And by these words, Jesus is revealing that he has the authority, he gives instructions, he is allowing the passion to begin. Jesus says, "Do it. Go ahead. This is the moment of darkness." And the Lord respects the free will, and he is going to go to his passion as an act of love for all of us. Now, the disciples did not know what is going on, so they thought that Judas was leaving because he was going to give something to the poor, or he was going to buy something for the feast that was coming. And when he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified." What does that mean? It means that the glory of God is the full manifestation of his love. And this will take place at the cross. Is the fullest manifestation of the glory of the Lord on earth is Jesus and Jesus crucified. And he tells them, "Where I'm going, you cannot come." It is not their time yet to leave this earth. And Peter doesn't understand, and he wants to go. And he says, "I will lay down my life for you." And Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." Dear family, the teaching of the gospel today is about our betrayals. And also, we can betray Jesus thinking that we are so holy that we will never leave him. And so let us pray for self-knowledge. And self-knowledge only comes through humility and recognition of our weaknesses and our need for help. We are not perfect yet. We need the Lord. And we need to be aware that was it not for his grace we would fail. So, my dear family, let us accompany Jesus during this Holy Week.